I was born in Osceola, Missouri, March 16, 1839. I lived on the farm with my mother and my master. My master's name was Sims, and I was known as Sims's Bill, just like horses. When I came out here, I just changed my name from Sims's Bill to Bill Sims. I had a good master. Most of the masters were good to their slaves. A man who owned 10 slaves was considered wealthy. And if he got hard up for money, he would advertise and sell some slaves. Like my older sister was sold on the block with her children. She sold for $1,100. A baby in her arms sold for $300. Another sold for $600. And the other for a little less than that. I have never seen her since. My master was offered $1,500 for me several times, but he refused to sell me because I was considered a good husky slave. The slaves usually lived in a two-room house made of native lumber. The houses were all small. A four- or five-room house was considered a mansion. We never know what bought and clothes were. We made our own clothes, had spinning wheels and raised and combed our own cotton, clipped the wool from our sheep's back, combed it, and spun them into cotton and wool clothes. I learned to make shoes when I was just a boy, and I made shoes for the whole family. Slaves were never allowed to talk to white people other than their masters or someone their masters knew, as they were afraid the white man might have the slave run away. The masters aimed to keep their slaves in ignorance.